The meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will come to order. It is now 1:07 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th, 2013. We are in room 120, and members present, currently we have Representative Higgins, Representative Reinbold, Representative Gruenberg, and Co-Chair Representative Foster. And let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Please, if you have cell phones, do turn those off, and because they can disrupt the sound recording system. So today we're hearing HCR 5, which is Declaration of Honor. And here to speak about House Concurrent Resolution 5, Version A, is Kim Skipper, staff to Representative Sadler. If you could come up, please, and introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Kim Skipper, and I'm staff to Dan Sadler, Representative House District 12. I'm here today to ask for your support of House Concurrent Resolution 5. HCR 5 awards the Alaska Declaration of Honor to 9 military service members killed in the line of duty between January 1st, 2012 and December 31st, 2012. Sorry, I just got a little choked up. I was afraid I was going to do that because I had a hard time just even writing the bill, knowing what this is for. The legislature created the Alaska Declaration of Honor in 2007 by House Bill 244. It's a medal awarded posthumously to military service members either from Alaska or deployed while stationed in Alaska who were killed in action or in support of combat action. This medal is presented to the families of these service members. The legislature must authorize the award by resolution, and it has done so since 2008. To date, a total of 232 men and women have been awarded the Declaration of Honor dating back to statehood. House Concurrent Resolution 5 will award another 9 service members with the Alaska Declaration of Honor and authorize their families to receive this decoration on behalf of their loved ones who sacrificed to our state and our country. While it is my hope and prayer that we never have to award this medal again, we know that freedom is not free. The cost is borne by men and women who risk and sometimes lose their lives in service. It's our sacred duty to remember and honor their sacrifice, and HCR 5 is one way to do that. The recipients who gave the ultimate sacrifice in 2012: 1, Dustin P. Napier; 2, Jeffrey L. White, Jr.; 3, Thomas K. Fogarty; 4, Brian L. Walker; 5, Richard L. McNulty; 6, Vincent J. Ellis; 7, Nathan T. Davis; 8, Carl E. Hammer; and 9, Ethan J. Martin. That said, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have at this time, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Kim. Are there any questions of the committee before we go into public testimony? And Representative Van Grunberg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see from AS 2605342, subsection C, it requires that the legislature pass a concurrent resolution to award the honor. Are there any other awards that you're aware of that require a concurrent resolution?
At this time, I'm not, but I can certainly find that out for you.
I'm just generally interested because this seems to be an unnecessary step, that the department could simply do it, then they wouldn't have to wait a year. So I would like to know if there are any others that require a concurrent resolution. I'm not aware of anything like this.
I'm not either, but I can certainly clarify and validate what you just said and see if we can find out.
Because we couldn't, you know, I would be prepared to streamline this by deleting subsection C if we really don't need it. I can't do it in the resolution. It requires a separate bill. But, I mean, it also limits only a few people who can introduce the resolution and this sort of a thing. And so I would just be interested because it seems like an unnecessary step. And then the department could simply, somebody dies, they could issue them an award.
We'll certainly look into it with Representative Sadler when he gets back.
And I don't know if there's anybody online. Do we have anybody online?
I don't think so. I think we weren't quite as sure if we're going to actually have a quorum today, but I appreciate that you guys do and stayed for that.
Representative Higgins?
One quick question. Thank you, through the chair. On your achieved statehood while serving the Alaska National Guard and United States Military Reserves or regular United States Armed Forces, is the state militia in here? Is that covered under there? The Central Militia?
Through the chair, Representative Higgins, I'm not quite sure.
Because during World War II, we had militia in serving during that time.
Well, this actually goes back to statehood.
Right.
So my guess is
probably
not. I just
wouldn't want those folks not in the, you know, not allowed or not being honored if that was the case.
Through the chair, Representative Higgins, my understanding is since this went back to statehood, it included those that served in the Korean War through forward.
Thank you. Representative Reinbold?
First of all, I just want to say thank you for bringing this forward. This is so sad that these people paid the ultimate sacrifice, and this just seems like such an important thing to do to show care. So I want to thank Representative Sadler, and thank you for, again, presenting on his behalf today. Yeah. Just really want to say thank you. And I did have just a very, very simple question. Is there a way, or is it possibly done in a different forum where it's recognized that they're military or Air Force or Marine or something like that, or is that done in a different forum?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, there was a Decoration of Honor ceremony several years ago when they were awarding the first badge from statehood till I think it was through 2007. They haven't had subsequent ceremonies since then, just because it's hard to do that annually. With the one, we brought a lot of people and families up that came to the state. It's hard to get all the families together to have a ceremony, and it takes, you know, several months to prepare. So I don't know if they're going to have one, but I know they have letters drafted to forward on the medals to the various family members at this time, but I don't know about the service.
Representative Higgins?
One last thing. I was just trying to clarify. So it was the Alaska Territorial Guard during World War II. They were formed, and then it was the turned into the State Defense Force of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And they were formed before statehood of 1959. So that's why I'm saying, you know, when your bill said it was on or before, after statehood, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Were killed in action on or after the Alaska achieved statehood. So if any of those members that had paid the ultimate sacrifice before statehood, you know, they wouldn't technically qualify for this.
Right.
From my understanding. So I would like, if there were any, and I don't know if there were any or not during World War II that happened to, I would certainly like to honor them, though, if there was a way. So as long as it's covered, they're covered, then I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Through the chair, Representative Higgins, I will certainly check with Representative Sadler. I'm not sure if that would require additional legislation to cover that, but I think it's a great idea.
And I did want to make a comment with regard to Representative Gruenberg's comments in terms of streamlining the process so that military could bestow it. I think the flip side to that with having a House concurrent resolution is I think it gives it some added weight in terms of the legislature has looked at this. The legislature would also like to share in this appreciation and this this thing of respect, and so I think there are comments that could be made on both sides to that, but I certainly appreciate being able to see these names for myself and pay my respects in the ways that we can. So but very much appreciated, though, in the intent of that. So are there any other questions of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gruenberg, then Representative Reinbold.
I certainly think that one way of accomplishing what you're suggesting, instead of saying in subsection C that the Declaration of Honor shall be awarded by a concurrent resolution, rather than tying the award to the resolution. It could simply say the award of the Declaration of Honor shall be recorded in a concurrent resolution. And that way, the people could get the award early, and yet they would be honored in a resolution.
I see. Okay.
I was more concerned about having to have these people wait, because it can be traumatic for a family to have to experience the pain of the death over a long period of time. Closure, I think, is sometimes important.
Right. Right. That's a good point.
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, I know right now the award is not like they're separating out from a military award versus what's coming from the state. And so I know it's like, I think out of either the Joint Armed Services Committee and the legislative staffers at all last couple of years, and the representatives have and senators have been involved with the actual locating family members, because that information is not easily shared back and forth. So it is a tracking down mechanism, and it may be easier if it was awarded via the military, but as far as being able to get a hold of people, but it's something to look into, and I understand and respect also Representative Foster's comments as well.
I may say, several years ago, my office did an in memoriam for somebody who was killed, and we never could locate the family.
Yeah.
And the longer you have to wait to find the family, the more likelihood there is that you won't be able to do that.
Right.
Thank you. Are there any other questions of the committee? Representative Reinbold?
Okay, thank you. So basically, earlier I wasn't necessarily referring to a ceremony. What I was referring to is actually just the recognition of the branch of service that the individual member served. And it would be really nice if this building could somehow honor these in a hallway with their name, possibly the years they served in the branch of service. I'm not sure. Just to remind, you know, where that would be or who would authorize that, just so that we continually remember that freedom isn't free.
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, I will take note of that and see if we can work on getting that for future resolutions, or even if I'm able to do that between now and when this bill goes to the floor.
Thank you.
Are there any, is there anybody online that would like to? Do we have anybody? Oh, okay. No. Okay, nobody. Nobody online. Anybody in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none. If it is the wishes of the committee, I guess, well, first of all, let's take an at ease real quick here. If you could elaborate on the time issue.
I think for the interest of time, that each year this Declaration of Honor is awarded, excuse me, through the chair, thank you, this has to go through both bodies and be signed by the governor at this session. So I think, but, you know, some of the comments are well said and with good intentions, and I think it was something we should follow up, especially with what even Representative Higgins mentioned, in combination. So I, you know, something I'll take back to Representative Sadler and
okay.
See what he says.
Don't,
thank you.
To the chair, don't worry about it.
Okay.
and just to be doing this correctly here, I will open up this up for public testimony. And from what I understand, we don't have anybody online. We don't have anybody in the room. I just want to verify, and if that's the case, then we will close public testimony for the record. And so, okay, well, if it is the wishes of the committee, I'd like to entertain a motion.
I move HCR 5 out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Okay, and seeing no objections, HCR 5 is passed with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. And so with that, thank you very much, Kim.
And through the chair, I want to thank your staff, Paul Laveau, for putting this all together. I really appreciate it at such short notice.
Great. Yeah, no, thank I think you. This is a great thing. Okay. Well, I think that that wraps up today's hearing, unless I'm forgetting anything. Okay.
Report if there's one.
Yeah.
Well,
she
can just, they can bring it around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as there is no further business to come before the committee, the meeting is adjourned at 1:24. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah.
You can bring it around.
Yeah.
And what do you mean?